Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk Radio. I'm excited today to have everyone on board with the author series that we have been doing now, going on, I think, 6 weeks. And for those of you who are out there that don't understand what I am talking about, the new listeners, Tough Talk did a compilation book called Share Your Message with the World. Super, super excited about the turnout of that. We've had, well, recognition as an international bestseller the first five hours, I'm sorry, that it launched. And we have 27 authors and myself, so a total of 28 authors from around the country and even a little bit outside the country. So real exciting opportunity for all of us to be recognized as the, well, as the people we are, and to be able to be transparent enough to tell our stories of our journeys to get to where we are today. And I can tell you one thing. This is an incredible opportunity for you to read some stories that will allow you to push through your journeys in life. Because, you know, a lot of times we get stuck on what we think we know, what we think we're doing. And most of the time, and I use myself as an example, we don't know what we're doing. We're just doing the best we can. And we don't know what we don't know. So when we can find out from other people how they've come across their opportunities and their travels and their journeys through their little world, we find hope in our journey. And we find opportunity to change the way we think. Okay? And it's real important that you understand that the way you think is only temporarily. Because when you allow yourself to change your thinking, you open up a whole new world of life. So every week, you know, my background, 20 years in the casino business, we talk about one word, okay, and we work off of that word every week. And the word is gamble. And I always ask people, are you willing to gamble with yourself? Now, people say life's a gamble. People say they only gamble in Las Vegas. And, you know, there's all types of things that happen with gamble. In all the years that I was in the casino industry, I never realized what the word gamble stood for. It has come to me in the last year, or a little more maybe, that the word gamble had a different meaning. I thought I was supposed to win a casino. Imagine that. What I found out is I'm supposed to speak to groups of people and help them get past the struggles that they have by using the word gamble. So for me, gamble stands for an acronym of growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. Now, you know, I realize that I can talk to any age group and, you know, have a relationship with this word. So today I want to talk about the word belief. And every week I give you a word that we talk about and a challenge that we go from. So today's word is belief. And the reason why I'm using belief, well, that's what's on my heart this morning. I always work off the word. There's no plan of, you know, different days using different words. I just work with what's on my heart because I find if we work from that spot, we're working from the right spot because that's the spot that makes everything take place. Your brain don't know nothing until your heart tells it what it is. Okay, so there's a process there, and I want to get past that, and I want to help you get past it. And talking about the book, Share Your Message with the World, was, I believe, and we're going to find out from some of our authors today, it was a process that they had to change. They had to change their beliefs, one, to tell people about it, because what if people didn't like them when they heard their story? Two, to get past the part that, you know, they might be embarrassed. Three, tell them the truth. We always think that we're supposed to say what we're supposed to say and act the way we're supposed to act, but does anybody realize that if you just are who you are, people could just love you to death? So belief to me is something that changes all the time. Why? Because, well, at the young age of 58, I realize now when I turn on TV that has 900 channels versus, you know, TV when I was a kid, we had three channels. And Disney movie was a hot spotlight show, and Leave It to Beaver was probably one of the most watched shows. And I Love Lucy. So today's a little different. Okay, I don't even know if TV is appropriate to even have the way it is on TV. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just older. And that's where changing your beliefs come in. Now, I'm not saying to allow your beliefs to go to the wrong side of life. I'm just saying that we have to be a little bit more open-minded so that we can reach out and touch the people that need to know more about it. But if you don't understand where they're at, if you can't meet them where they are, then, you know, your belief system means nothing because it's not helping anyone and it's hurting you. And I really believe that God put us all here on this world, on this earth, to help others and to share the word, okay? So by sharing your words in a book, called Share Your Message with the World, is, I think, God's work. And I am just so proud and blessed to be able to have met the 27 co-authors and grown a relationship and a friendship and to be able to put a book together. So needless to say, I'm super, super excited about my life now because I've learned so much more, especially from the 27 other authors in my book. Now, I always give you a challenge every week, so I want to do this because to me, everything at the end of the day to us, and everything we do starts with us. It's our choice, and our choices determine the outcome of our day. So I always try to wake up positive and go to bed positive. Well, I got to tell you, that's one of the hardest things to do, okay? Because there's that span of life in between. I was reading this morning, and they said that our world is full of troubles because Satan just has a bigger playground to jack with everyone. And I really believe that, but that doesn't have anything to do with the choices that I make. Okay, that's a decision that I could, or an opportunity I could use as an excuse. But at the end of the day, what I do is what really matters for the way my life turns out. So I think that all of us need to recognize what our beliefs are and what part of our beliefs are good and what part of our beliefs need work. I'm not going to use what part of your beliefs are bad because, well, that's something you have to determine good from bad. I go by that little book that they took out of the hotel rooms. That kind of leads me down the path of good and bad. But for whatever it is for you, okay, I'm sure you understand the difference between right and wrong. So when you write down your beliefs and you're being honest with yourself and you can honestly look in the mirror, okay, and you don't need a mirror to do that. I mean, you know what you look like, okay, so you know that reflection. And you can be honest with yourself. A little smile comes across your face. I don't know how that happens. Maybe it's a God thing. But it does come across your face. And remember that smile because there's going to be those dark periods of your day that you go through, and you're going to need that smile. You know, I heard a couple weeks ago that God doesn't put us in the dark for any reason at all other than the fact that we are made to shine there. And, you know, when you're able to shine somewhere, recognize that. So when your belief system is going down the wrong road, recognize that. Take the challenge this week to write down your beliefs and examine right from wrong. You'll know where to go from there, but just take the first step and recognize what your beliefs are. It's really important because at the end of the day, you're no help to anyone, and you're not doing anything that you were put here for if you're not working on yourself first. So that's my little piece for the word of the week and the challenge of the week, and I hope that everybody does it. You can call into the show at any time, 347-989-1363. We're always happy to have people call in and tell us their side of it. Hey, maybe you don't agree with me. I take that as a compliment as well. I'm not here to say I'm right. I'm just here to say that I am willing to be adjustable to anything that you want to have a conversation on. So criticism to me is like a compliment. That way there I can better serve you. Our shows are on weekly, and we have a list of shows on the Tough Talk Radio Network from Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 shows a week, about 12 shows a week. And we hope that you will take the time to go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and check it out, find the show that you like. Been to the iTunes piece of it, SoundCloud. You can find shows everywhere, okay? All you have to do is type in Tough Talk Radio Network on your browser, and it will pop up. You can find me on Facebook under Tony Gambone, under Tough Talk Radio Network. Geez, you can find me in a lot of other places. Just type my name and you'll see. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me everywhere. If you want to look, just type in my name, Tony Gambone. I like to connect with everyone, And if you're available to connect and learn more about different things, I would love to hear your side of it. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with two of my authors. I don't know if the third one's going to make it on today, but I can tell you whoever's on the show today is supposed to be here, and you're supposed to be here as well to hear their message. So make sure to stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this here short break.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And here we are on, well, you know, I didn't mention the date today. I know that there's a lot of people out there freaking out about today's date. Some of us are going back and thinking about what happened way back a few years ago, 9/11. And, you know, I was so busy in my day that my wife said to me this morning that my youngest son, who's a college student, was a little freaked out about 9/11. You know, he thought maybe something was going to happen today. And I didn't even realize the date. So one of the things that I recognize this morning is sometimes we have to stop, slow down. We're going too fast. Pay attention. Because I remember when 9/11 happened, and we did not do much that day but just feel very sad about a lot of things and scared, and we lost a lot of people. So every day our life keeps moving forward faster and faster, and sometimes we forget all the good that's happened. You know, it's kind of like God allows us to get down this road, and then he allows us to look back and see what it was all about. He never lets us see it in the beginning. But as we keep moving down the road, we kind of forget what took place. So it's really good to stop and look back and be thankful for all the blessings that have come your way. So for all those out there who have lost loved ones on 9/11, my prayers are with you. And I hope that everyone listening takes a second out during their day today just to have that memory and say a prayer, or, you know, just be heartfelt on it. So my show today is a great show, because that's what we do here. We always have great shows. But in the last 6 to 8 weeks, we've been doing shows with the authors from across the country and around the world, and really super excited because, well, I'm just special on those people. I really like having them in my world, and I really like having conversation with them. So I'm going to bring them up, and I'm going to introduce Tammy Newman. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony, for having me on the show today.
My pleasure. And Mr. Juan Martinez, welcome to
the
show.
Hey, Tony, thanks a lot. Thank you for having me on the show today.
So, you know, this is really special for me today because both you are radio hosts as well. And, you know, we made a little joke about it in the beginning and said that, that you guys are usually in the spot I'm in, and I have you right where I want you. So I'm excited.
Holy, that's awesome.
So let's start with you, Tammy. What I like to do is let people know who you are and where you're calling in from and all that. So where are you located?
I actually live in a really small town in northwest Indiana called Griffith, Indiana. So if anybody remembers where Michael Jackson was born and raised in Gary, Indiana, I am literally a couple miles from his birth, where he grew up and learned to play music.
Hmm. So did you know Michael?
No, I didn't. No, I only moved here about 4 years ago. So I've kind of worked my way across. I was born and raised in Canton, Ohio. So to give you an idea, all the football players, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Then I moved to Detroit area. I lived in Detroit for about 16 years. Then I moved here. So, and the other thing is I'm about 30 minutes outside of Chicago, Illinois, which is really great to be in a small town and then travel on up to Chicago.
Awesome. Awesome. And Juan, I know that you're here in the Houston area by me.
Yes, sir.
But I know that's not where you're from. So tell everyone where you're from originally.
Well, I'm from Hoboken, New Jersey. You know, a lot of people know it as the cake boss, right? It's been taking over. I always laugh now because those 40-cent donuts have turned to be about $3.50. So put somebody on TV, donuts grow up, right? But Hoboken, New Jersey, right outside of Times Square, grew up most of my life in New York, Manhattan, everywhere up north with the snow, right? And now I'm in Texas where it is hot.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, so go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
No. So, yeah, most of my life I grew up there in Manhattan, Times Square, Brooklyn, you know, all through Philly, all through those areas up north. And been in Houston, Texas, all around Texas for about 10 years, 11 years. But just came back from Hoboken and New York area from doing conferences out there. And it was pretty awesome, man. It was good to go back home and eat that good pizza, you know?
Mm. So... I'm going to get with you later, Juan, because you were supposed to bring me back a sub from White House. We're not going to go over that on the air. Because
we're not going to talk about that on the air, right?
Yeah. So, Tammy, I know that I know a lot about you, about everyone, because I found everyone through radio interviews before. But tell our listeners what it is that you do. And because you have your own business, and tell them what you do.
Sure, I do quite a few things, and like you said, one of the things that I do is I have a radio show as well here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called Conversations in Care. And what that stemmed from is that I've worked within the senior care industry for well over 15 years. So I worked in communities such as nursing homes, assisted livings, independent livings, licensed home for the aged. I actually even worked at a private ambulance company as well. And from that, from working in that industry, I about a little over 2.5 years ago, I decided that I needed to make a change. Actually, I think someone decided to hit me over the head to make a realization that I needed to make a change. My son had been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and I'm a single parent, and I was working a lot of hours, and I realized that summer that I could not leave him to his own devices to try to manage this disease. So I figured, okay, I have a lot of knowledge. What can I do? So what I do is I do a lot of training on dementia care. So I'm a certified dementia practitioner, and I go into different communities, and I teach staff members how to communicate with someone with dementia because it's much different than working with someone that has not lost their memory. So I teach really compassionate ways to really work with someone with dementia. And then I also do something which is really cool. It's called a virtual dementia tour, where I actually garb people up and I make them do some tasks in a room, and so that they can see what it's like to have lost their memory, because I kind of confuse them. It sounds really mean, but once you go through it, you get a really great understanding of what it's like to have dementia and how difficult it must be for that person. So I do a combination of going out and training and doing presentations, the radio show. A book is in the works here within the next few months, and hoping that that will be coming out in 2015. And then the radio show has been taking on a new life of its own as well. And my goal is to kind of sit, you know, kind of work on all of that and really kind of be there as a voice to kind of help caregivers and anyone that's going through anything that has to do with whether it's senior care or type 1 diabetes or care in general, whether it's cancer or something else. So that's kind of what I do on a day-to-day basis.
And I am really thankful for the people like yourself that take the time out to do that. That is a very challenging job, and we can tell that you're a person that likes to serve, and we're really blessed to have those type of people in our world, because there's a lot of people that are on the opposite side of that or don't know what to do, especially with their family members. So having someone like you come in and be a part of that has to be a huge, huge comfort to them. So thank you, Tammy, for what you do.
You know, people always say that to me, and I find that very interesting, because there is so much, I almost feel selfish at times, because the gifts that I get in return, that I receive in return, you know, are so incredible. Just the look on someone's face where, you know, a family member has been having a really tough time and really communicating with someone that they love, and they're able to take maybe even just one piece of what I can share with them and take it home and make that day a little bit easier for them and their loved one. It's incredible, the gift that I receive and seeing that look, or that I've helped them through something, or, you know, and I remember working in the within the assisted livings, and I would go out and, you know, I was having a tough day with, you know, just work. I'd go out and I would find, there was this one specific resident and she walked all day long. So I'd find her, I'd grab her hand, and we'd walk and walk and walk for about 10 minutes. And let me tell you, the gift that she gave me in those 10 minutes to help me kind of recenter and, you know, get back to what I needed to do was just incredible. And that's something that I will never forget. And, you know, and it's interesting because I get so much out of it as well as anybody else does.
Awesome. Now, Mr. Martinez, you know, one of the things about you that I know, well, I know a lot of things about you, and because of your following, I'm not going to say too much on the air.
Yes, sir.
But, no, just teasing. Anyway, what is really important here that I want my listeners to know, that Juan and Tammy, as you're going to find out as we go through the show, are the most incredible people who serve so much to people and understand the reap of reward that money can't even take the place of, okay? So I'm really thankful that I get to do this interview with you two, because, Juan, I'd like you to tell everybody what you do, and much like Tammy, I know that the rewards that you get from the look in their eyes is unexplainable, and I am really thankful for that. So tell everyone what you do.
Well, what I do is that I'm senior pastor of a church called Wrapped in the Love of Christ Church here in Humble, Texas, right? Because we got to remain humble, so good location. And we also, basically what I really do is I, you know, get people to believe. It's funny that you used that word in the very beginning, because one time I was looking up the word believe, and it took me up to the word belief. And that leaf, the word leaf, L-I-E-F, I looked it up, and it said ready and willing, beloved. And so what I teach people is basically that they need to believe that they can get out of any mess that they're in. You know, we do this in prisons. We just went to New York and New Jersey. We did conferences in churches and in other places, basically just getting people reestablished in the order of life, you know, which is to believe in God, and that's basically what I do. We go into prisons, and right now we just moved into some offices where we're going to be doing marriage counseling during the week. We're actually going to be doing drug rehabilitative outpatient recovery program, and we're going to do all these things absolutely free. We're not going to charge a dollar. You know, it's going to be donation-based, and because basically, I guess for me, what I do is that I just believe that people are gold, and there's something special in each and every person. And I guess most of my days I spend holding people accountable and waking them up to live life rather than just exist and breathe air. And so that's my major role in life, you know. And she's right, you know. I think Tammy hit it on the nose that, you know, basically, you know, I go to do this for these people, and everybody's like, wow, you know, Pastor Juan. And at the end of the day, even all the places I went to, you know, when you see the fruit of your labor and you see these people go from nothing to something, and you see businesses arise, and you see marriages come back together, and you see people who were on drugs and addicted to food and all kinds of things just come out, and you see all the gold that was in them, and you were, God used you to be able to pull that out of them, man, something happens to you. You go home feeling so blessed. It tired doesn't matter, feet hurting doesn't matter, any of those things do not matter, because there is a bigger purpose, and it's greater than you. You know one thing, Tony, that I've realized, and by the way, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of Share Your Message with the World. I mean, incredible books, so many stories. But you know what, Tony, I guess what I do in life is that stories like that, somebody had to encourage them. Somebody had to push them. Somebody had to say, I believe in you. I believe there's something more in you. And, Tony, that's what I do every day of my life. You know, besides being a senior pastor and besides doing the counseling and all that stuff, I, too, have a radio show on Houston's 100.7 FM. And there we have a show called Get Wrapped in Real Talk, which is a show about real people, real problems, and real solutions. And every week we tackle problems that people might be going through. Any problem you could think of, we've probably tackled the topic, because you know what? We're not complainers. We're solutionists. I mean, every answer is in the Bible. And so basically I teach people how to live life and how to have authority over their life.
Mm. Yeah, I tell you, we are just so blessed to have both you people on the show. And one of the things that I love about the book that we put together is that, much like the two of you, there's 25 other co-authors that are people that serve in their community, in their business, and in their life. And I find that the more I talk about this book, the more I'm out speaking and signing the book, people that read the stories are so touched by it, and yet they still don't recognize that they have that same ability to write that story, because they're in fact doing the same thing, but no one's asked them to stop and write it down. So I'm really thankful that you are in the areas that you go to, Juan. I mean, you think about this, okay? It's kind of like I know the coincidences aren't really the way it is. It's what God puts on us. But you're in prisons and churches and places where people need to get help. And Tammy, you're in the different types of assistant and medical homes that you're in providing help. I mean, this is phenomenal how you guys have cornered the market in the way that you serve, and how people could understand that the reward that comes from that, well, to use that commercial, priceless, okay, because I often tell people, if you volunteer your time instead of making a donation, you will receive a reward that's unexplainable, and you can't understand it until you do it. So you guys are in the middle of that, and you're the definition of it, and you're an example of it. So I'm really thankful to have both of you on the show at the same time, because this covers the whole, you know, the whole universe of stuff that we're talking about. So really, it's awesome. Juan, I want you, when people hear you speak, I'm sure they go, okay, really? You know, what does he know about life? You know, he's just preaching all this God stuff, and, you know, that's just easy to do. And there's a lot of pastors out there that have been through a normal, what America would call normal white picket fence life. And look, you're just as normal as anyone out there, okay, because I consider myself normal, so I've widened that range. But the thing of it is, your background was something that you were able to see so many different things. And what you're doing today, because of what you did before, is allowing you to be able to go to these places and bring people to a better place through what you preach to them. Because you're not just doing it from a book, you're doing it from life experience. So tell people a little bit about your journey.
Well, Tony, let me tell you something. My journey, you know, I was the blue-eyed kid that played baseball in the very beginning, and you know, everybody just, little Johnny, you know, it sounds like the joke, right? Little Johnny was going to be a good boy, and before you know it, I got involved with the wrong people in the wrong places, and I was like a bug attracted to the light. You know, I started looking at all the shiny things and that life could offer, you know, clothing, women, cars, jewelry, all of those things. So I got really thirsty for a big cup of everything that was would ruin me, you know. And so like a light, like a bug being attracted to a light, I got caught in that trap. You know, I started selling drugs and got addicted to money really bad, and to every drug you could possibly think of. If there's a drug out there, I've probably tried it and done it. And the funny part is that you start thinking, you know, poverty, you start thinking all this stuff. Well, I've been a base and I've been a bound. You know, I've been in moments where I've been in what we call abandominiums, where there was an abandoned house. You know, I've been incarcerated for almost 9 years of my life. I have basically didn't care who I hurt. My life was about money, cocaine, and any of the drug that was the party at that time that would always catch my eye. Divorces, you know, I was a liar, a cheater, a thief, basically, but it wasn't always poverty, you know. Jersey Shore, all these people, doctors and dentists and all these people with lots and lots of money, you know. A lot of people look at the house, but they really only look at the driveway. They never really see what's inside. And so all of these people, you know, with all this money, so I was also on that side as well. When I first came to Texas, it was to conquer and take over the world. You know, I was with the Mexican cartel and all of these people that I would go over from McAllen and Donna, Texas, and basically try to take over the world. I was always eager to do that, you know, because all the TV, like you were saying earlier, showed me that that's what a cool man looked like. And all the people around me in New York City and in those places show that. And of course, the enemy always put people in that place to kind of help with the vision and the dream, per se. You know, they had the money, I had the connection. So basically, I winded up taking over towns all over Texas, just whole cities, you know, and destroying lives everywhere I went. You know, I've been in 11 gun incidents and near-death experiences, you know, been beat with 9mm, you know, blood, just everything you could possibly think of, from seeing people shot in front of me and all of these things that would usually damage a person's mind or heart. You know, my father left at an early age, so I really never knew what a father was. I was raised by my mom, and all of these things that happened in my life. You know, of course, the Texas prison system, I've visited it a few times, and always just going down. The thing is, Tony, that you don't know how long that slide is going to be. You don't know how long that's going to be. You don't know how long you're going to be on that slide of going downward. And so my life was a ruin. I was, like I said, addicted to everything and in bondage to all of these things that I just mentioned a little bit ago. And so my life was a total wreck for about 23 years of my life.
Yeah, but you know, Juan, you and I have some similarities in our journey in life. Okay, we came from the from a family environment that wasn't bad. It was nothing to do with being where we were, or our parents put us in a bad environment, or we didn't live in the right neighborhood. I mean, we had everything at our hands. We just wanted more. And I had found, when I gave myself to Christ, that he forgave me, but I had a hard time forgiving myself because I did a lot of bad things. And And so when you're able to forgive yourself, which is the hardest thing, I think, for everyone in life, and we're not just talking God here, it's just life, okay? But when you're able to do that and recognize now why you were put on that path or why you were allowed to live through that path, that you are helping the people now that can understand your words because you understand theirs. So, yeah. In a way, you know, you have to be thankful for what you thought you did wrong.
Sure. You know, I made some bad choices in life. And, of course, you said in the beginning of the show, choices. You know, it all boils down to choices. And so I'm grateful that, not that I went through that, but I'm grateful that I came out of that. Amen? And so,
yeah.
I mean, for me, I could only speak for me. Now, what I can tell you is that in a year's time, we have about 100 families in the church, and they're all growing. We have a strip club ministry, a prison ministry, all this stuff of people that were going to be considered to be nobodies. So for me, you know, it's funny that you said something earlier in the show about light. You know, they say that Jesus is the light, right? I mean, I'm going to go scripture a little bit. You know, I'm a pastor. What do you want me to do? So Jesus is the light. It says Jesus is the light. And when he was at that moment, he was in the temple in the treasury. And basically that light, there was candles there. So that's how he used that description of who he was, because he saw these candles. These candles really were symbolic to that fire pillar that led the children out of the wilderness. Now, he says he's the light, and he was using that example. You know, it led him out of the wilderness. They were the protector, all of that stuff. For me in my life, they say, well, how did you get out of all this? I say, look, just like you want to lose weight, you go into the gym and you work out with those machines that they tell you will do that. That's what I did. I basically read my word and I apply it. I read my word and I apply it. And you know what? And I've taught 100 other families to do the same, and they're rocking. So for me, that's the answer.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want everyone to know out there, I mean, I know we're heavily into the word on God today, and I'm good with that. And
amen.
So there's some people out there that might not be okay with it, but I know you're still listening, so that's even better yet. The thing of it is that we're talking about two people here, Tammy Newman and Juan Martinez, that are servants to help people in need all the time. And I know that you don't have to be a pastor to be able to be
amen.
A server. And,
that's
you know,
it.
It's true because God gave us
yeah.
all different types of gifts so that we could all put our light on when needed. And
absolutely.
So the thing of it is I know now that I'm so blessed to have been able to be thankful for all the things I was mad about. So
yeah.
Anyway, I want to move over to Tammy, and Tammy, I just know that you and I were talking earlier, and I hope this is okay to go in this direction, but you are you're someone that takes care of people with you know needs, you know, people that are older that need help with different parts of medical, and sometimes it's a disease, a cancer, or just something, maybe it's like they're just lonely and have no one there, and you know, you need to hold their hand and walk down the way. And you've been doing this for how long now?
Well, I say over 15, but I know it's well over 15, but I don't like to reveal my age to anyone, so I think that's a girl thing, but it's probably close to 20 at this point.
So you started when you were 7. It's okay.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yes, but now in your life, something is coming along with a family member that has allowed you a lot of different things going on. But you've actually been training for that marathon, you know, for a long period of time, and now things are coming in a direction where you're going to be able to be the best at applying that training to your own family. Now, I know that you might not have looked at that way when you heard about it, but thinking about that, how awesome is it that you are equipped? You know, I wrote down a saying I read one day. It says, I'm willing to go through this intense workout to win the race tomorrow. And you and I both know every day we're just going through that workout, man. I mean, it's not easy, any part of it. Single mom, single dad, just a parent, don't even matter. Every day is a struggle, right? But now you get a chance to be able to be a well-equipped athlete in the race that you're entering. Have you ever thought about that?
You know, that's an interesting thought, and I don't know that I've ever thought of it in that manner of being equipped. Or, you know, I've been doing the training in which to, you know, to help my family, and, you know, definitely, it's been about 6 years ago, almost 7 years ago, when my father, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and that was definitely, you know, a time frame in which I definitely leaned heavily on what I had learned, what I knew, to kind of help the family go through this situation. And, you know, unfortunately, by the time we found his diagnosis, it was about four months later that he passed away. But, you know, I definitely was able to kind of, I don't know if you want to call channel it, but I was able to be there for my mom and my sisters, who really needed me to be there at that time. I was able to have the conversations with the doctors that were needed. And, you know, I was able to look at things a little bit differently. And I think, as I shared with you this morning, my mom, who is 86, has been diagnosed with colon cancer. And I think what I'm bringing to the table for my mom and my sisters this time around might be slightly different, just because her situation is definitely different than what my father's was. And I think sometimes being able to be there and help my mom to understand the diagnosis, to understand what her options are, and to also be able to let her know that the decisions that she makes right now are where she needs to be. And I don't know if I explained that very, very well, but, you know, I know that she's really settled in how her life has been. I know that she's really settled in the fact that she's been very healthy all of her life until this point. I know that she still feels really good, and the prospect of not feeling good is not something that she really wants to deal with at this moment in time. That, you know, she's making the decision that she really wants to have really quality life at this juncture, rather than maybe gaining some more life, but it may the possibility of it not being that quality. She doesn't like that option, and to be able to be there and support her in making this decision, I think is pretty. Sometimes it's nerve-wracking, but to be able to be there for her and letting her know that decision is a really awesome decision, and that she has the ability to make that decision, is even more incredible, because I think there's so many people that don't have the ability to make this decision, or it's thrust upon them, or it comes at a time. But the fact that she's able to cherish the time that she has with family and friends is, to me, really kind of a beautiful gift that she has been given at this point in time.
Yeah, it's no doubt God blesses us in so many ways. And my point of this journey of conversation was so that I want people to see, you know, Juan is a very strong, motivated leader to bringing people to the kingdom. And he does an incredible job. And sometimes people think that you have to be a pastor to do that. And that's not necessarily true, because we all have the gifts, just like you, Tammy, to be able to help people through. There's no number in the Bible that says how many people you have to help before you get to the trophy, so to speak, right? It's just a matter that you help. And you're constantly doing that, and you're providing things for people that a lot of people can't do. I mean, we have firemen and policemen, and there's people that can't do that job either. So everyone has a really important role, which is as important as Juan's role. Okay?
Amen.
We use different labels to you know, make ourselves sound like we, you know, it's not our fault. But the truth of the matter is we're all great. We're provided with the tools to be great, and sometimes we just have to step out of our way and continue being great. So anyway, we kind of got off the track there a little bit, but this is the kind of stuff that I want people to understand, that when they read your stories, they're going to know the real deal, okay? This isn't some kind of fluff that you did to promote what you do or anything like that, and you're not afraid to be transparent. So I know that, Juan, your book, is the chapter that you wrote was Looking for Love, Longing for Life. Okay,
yes,
so looking for love and longing for life. Tell us briefly here a little bit about that story. I know it's a little bit about what you talked about earlier, but how'd you come up with that title?
Well, let me tell you what, Tony. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, there was a void in my life. Obviously, at an early age, you know, my father wasn't there and all these other things. So I feel that a lot of times I was looking for love in all the wrong places. To me, Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it? Well, love's got everything to do with it, and I was looking for it in all the wrong places. I was looking for it in alcohol. I was looking for it in drugs. I was looking for it in money. I was trying to find that which I was looking for in things rather than my creator, you know, and so therefore there was a longing for me to have life. I believe you're absolutely right when you said that that everybody has a role. You know, at the end of the day, pastor is just the title saying that I'm in my word and reading and going out there, but we are all created for a purpose and a plan, every single one of us. It doesn't matter who you are. And the Bible, it says that there are many members of the body, and I can't do what I do without you. We are all connected in some form or fashion if we choose that to be. So you're absolutely right about that. And so for me, you know, I was wretched, man. It was like the song Amazing Grace from John Newton. I was a wretched man, man, and now I'm a picture of God's grace. So in this story, I share how I was looking for love and all the other things and how I found love and what are some of the things that you need to do to stay consistent and to create a committed life to that, our Creator, which I believe we all have to do. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor. Let me tell you something, Tony. I became a pastor probably in this year. Before that, I was still going and talking to people and still trying to help them and still trying to pull them out, because I just understood that there was a greater purpose in life. So in this chapter, what I want everybody to understand is that they might be looking for love, and they might be trying to find it in a man, or they might be trying to find happiness in a man or things, but that's not going to be possible. You can't find happiness in those things. I mean, you can have great relationships and stuff, but at the end of the day, I think that we have to restore the order so that the blessing could be released. You know, it's seek ye first the kingdom of God, and that's basically what I'm talking about there, is my life, having no personal relationship, not knowing who I was, my identity was lost, not really living. You know, I went to church most of my life, you know, but often what's believed is practice. So, I mean, most of us believe more in toothpaste than we do in God, amen? And so that's what it is, man. We use it every morning. It's the first thing we do, you know. I mean, we believe in things like that. You know, you don't walk into your house. You don't even get on a plane and start freaking out. Is the pilot going to get me there? But yet we won't trust God. We won't read our Bibles, or we won't pray. And I believe that this nation was founded on God. And so all of these things, you know, some are going to say this, you know, I'm talking about my own personal life. And how, what got me from there, from here to there, you know, from there to here. And so for me, this story right here is, I think we all have a here to there. We all have a place we want to get to, and I believe it's that void that's missing in a lot of people's lives. And so in this story, I try to share with you my story, my belief on what got me and what's worked for me. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Tammy, the chapter that you wrote, and I'm just getting my little bookmark out of the way here.
Do you want me to tell you what the chapter is?
No, because I'm supposed to be prepared. Okay, so I got it here. I just can't. Where the heck did I? Oh, here we go. Top of the page. Chapter 8 is Conversations in Customer Care.
Yes.
So look about how you came up with that title and a little bit about it.
Well, The title was really, to me, it was kind of just sitting right there in front of me, because the radio show that I have is called Conversations in Care. And what I really wanted to touch on in my story is really some of the things that I learned working within this industry. So when you work in nursing homes and when you work in assisted livings, you work with seniors. And by the time seniors become seniors, you know, they're very forthright. They're very direct. They are very, they will tell you how it is, whether you want to hear how it is or not. And I definitely learned a lot in the industry that I was in. And one of the things that I talk about in my chapter is how I went from hearing conversations to actually listening to conversations. And to me, there's a huge difference in this. I mean, you can definitely hear what people say, but there's a lot that you can listen to in really truly understanding people and creating relationships. And I think that's something that I learned very, very quickly within the industry that I'm working in, and how really working with them and following through and changing from yes, 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 I know, but actually listening to all the things that are going on. Because oftentimes, too, when someone is actually looking for a nursing home, they don't typically go out and look for a nursing home on a beautiful sunny day. Hey, you know, about 20 years, I'm going to need a nursing home. So you go out and you take a look. We don't do that. That's something we don't do. You know, we know more about choosing, you know, a Coca-Cola versus a Pepsi, or a, you know, a Starbucks coffee versus, you know, a Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but we really know nothing about any of those care settings. And oftentimes what happens is when people are thrust into those situations, it's an emergency basis. So people are scared. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. So there's a lot to listening that's more than just the actual form of listening with your ears. There's a lot to see, you know, what is it they're actually looking for. They really want someone to take care of their loved one, and they want them to take care of them the best way possible. And, of course, that care would be actually the care that you would be giving to them. So it was a lot about learning how to listen. I talk about a story when I started out in the industry as an activity director, and I thought I was the best thing since sliced bread, and I came to learn that, you know, what I did wasn't anything that they wanted. I just made these assumptions, and once I really learned the things that they wanted, then I was very successful at that job. So it's a lot about creating relationships and learning to listen and kind of read through the lines and, you know, and understanding sometimes when somebody comes at you and attacks you for something, especially in that kind of setting, there's something behind that. There's something behind that anger. There's something behind that. So getting to the root of those problems.
I couldn't agree with you more. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to do is listen. And it's funny, you do radio shows, both you guys do, and you're in the industry. I think the industry of life is what I'm really talking about, where listening is so important. It's just not with your ears, it's with your eyes and your actions. So, once again, I'm really thankful for both you guys, one, being on the show, two, being in the book, and just three, you know, most important is being connected with me in friendship, because I learned so much from reading these stories and having these conversations and remembering how awesome things are or could be if you do certain things. And so, can we tell everyone how they can, because time goes fast here. I think I talk too much, but so tell everyone how they can find you, how they can connect with you, how they can buy a book from you.
Absolutely. The best way to probably do all of that is to go to my website, which is www.conversations-in-care.com, or you can just go to Google and Google Conversations and Care. My website will pop right up. The show's going through a whole bunch of different changes right now, so be kind with the reconstruction of the website, but there you'll be able to find out more about the show, about some of my services, and also where you can buy the book right there on my website as well.
Thank you. And Juan, how can people connect with you? How can they purchase your book?
Okay. Well, first, before I get into that, Tony, I already got to tell you, you're amazing. You're amazing. And Tammy, you guys are truly amazing. You guys inspire me as I'm sitting here listening. I was about to yell when she was talking, preach it, because she was like on it, man. She was jamming. So it stands true to what you were saying. She doesn't have to have the title of a pastor to preach a sermon. She's preaching it with her life. Amen.
Right.
And so
yes.
You could reach me at either you could our website, which is www.getwrapped.tv. We're about to come up with a new website. Should be launching this week, so be kind, as Tammy said, with the reconstruction. All this stuff, there's going to be a whole lot of new stuff, so you're going to be able to reach me through there if you want to buy the book. Also, we have a page on Facebook, Wrapped in the Love of Christ. There's also a Juan Martinez page. You guys can connect with me on any social media. We're there at GetWrappedTV. GetWrappedTV. But the easiest way would be our website, GetWrappedTV.
Okay, so, guys, we're down to the last 5 minutes, and I just really want to say thank you to both of you. I know that people can find all this information. Some of you are driving, listening by phone. Some of you are sneaking this conversation through your earbuds at work while you're supposed to be working. But if you go to Tough Talk, Tough Talk with Radio.com on Facebook or Tony Gambone on Facebook, you'll find all the information right there to connect with them through Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, website, emails, whatever you need. So make sure to reach out to them and find out more, learn more. And I have a suggestion, okay? And just make sure to buy a book from each author. And here's why, okay? They don't need the money. We're not in the book business. The reason why is because everyone has told me, I've got to give this book, I have someone I want to give it to, because, man, when I started reading it, I thought of a couple of different people that really need to read this book. And then they're like, now I got to buy another book. So buy two, because you're going to want to give one to someone, and you're going to tell them to pay it forward to someone else, so this movement can keep happening where they're sharing the message of everyone that's in the book with everyone in the world. So buy two. I'm telling you, you're going to do it. It's up to you. If you want to pay shipping twice, it's on you, but I recommend buying two books, because you're going to want to give one to someone that you know that's in need of hearing these stories. So that's our show for today, folks, and I just want to say thank you, and thank you to Tammy and Juan. I know, Juan, you're getting ready to go on the air. You have been driving through the city of Houston. Anyone that lives in this area knows that no matter where you live, this time of the morning, it's a one-hour drive to wherever you're going in 95-degree weather. So appreciate that, Tammy. I know that I just want to make mention for those out there that want to know more about Tammy and say a prayer for her mom, Mr. Martinez. Her name is Jo Newman. Okay, so let's keep her in prayers, and we will be able to know that Tammy's mom is going to be around a lot longer than anyone is expecting. So we say thank you to everyone. We hope that you will tune in every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. I want to make sure that you know that at 10:30 this morning, Creating Business Our Money with Mike Calderwood is the next show coming up. And then we do have another show this afternoon at 1:30 Central Time, Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. So stay tuned to the network and stay plugged in, and make sure to hit me up at info@TuffTalkRadioNetwork. Once again, thank you for your time. We'll see you next week. And I am so thankful for my authors. Have a great week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.